Pat, how's Joe Hayden looking out there this week?
He practiced all the way through the week and didn't miss any time, so he's fine.
Good to go Sunday?
We'll see, but I think so.
Pat, when you look at the Steeler run offense, you know, they've had three different backs, I think, and they're all have had some success.
Sure.
Can you talk about those three guys and what makes them able to do that?
Well, they got a good rotation of guys, and their run scheme is good, and their backs are very similar in a lot of ways, and so they don't really have to change what they do on offense. They can, you know, put a guy in there, and he can have the same success as the next guy.
Generally speaking, how well is your defense playing this season in relation to the fact people have been in and out of the lineup? And
well, I think I think our guys are battling. I think we're getting about as healthy as we can be at this point, especially at this point in the season. And our guys have been battling hard. You know, I don't know how to generalize it more than that.
Your yards allowed over the last 4 or 5 weeks, maybe the last four, is pretty solid, under 300 on average, and and pretty much under 300 every game. What does that indicate?
Well, that means we're having more good plays. You know, I think it's important that you minimize the long gains, and then you need to try to be efficient on first, second down, and then you have to do a good job of getting off the field on third down. I think ranking defenses purely on yards can be a little bit deceiving. When you say a team's a top whatever defense, you got to look and dig a little bit deeper. You got to look at red zone. You got to look at short yards. You got to look at third downs. You got to look at points allowed. And defenses throughout the league, some are excellent in all categories. And then when you look at other defenses, you see mixed good results.
Pat, we were talking to Brandon the other day, and this question is about how practice time is divided. Because he was talking about how there's times when you might practice a play only one time all week, and sometimes even in the game, the receiver is throwing a ball that he's not throwing in practice all week.
Well, I disagree with some of that, because I do think that we make an effort of the ones that we're going to call we practice. And a lot of the plays that we've practiced, we've been running all year. So, and then you'd run them in training camp. And so it's nearly impossible with the amount of time and then the length of the season to practice every single thing multiple times. And so, you know, you see it going on behind me right now. They spend extra time working on the individual routes, and you know, that's what you got to do.
Did you, when practice time was cut because of the new CBA last year, did you have to, how did you condense everything and still get everything in?
The way I've learned to practice, there wasn't a huge amount of adjustments. The hardest part was in the first practice or your other practice, you just had to walk through instead of jog through. So that was a big adjustment. But, no, I think we get a chance to practice everything.
Did you get a chance to watch any football yesterday at all?
I did.
My question is about the...
figured I'm going to get this.
The Jim Schwartz, about the challenge flag.
Yeah, you know, I did see that, a lot of that game. I actually did not see that play, and I'd be the last one to be critical of another coach. But we do know that when there's a scoring play or there's a turnover, it automatically gets challenged. And so I'm not going to be critical of it.
Well, I'm not asking you to be critical, but my question is there's so many nuances to the whole, all the rules now. I mean, is it, you know, in the heat of the moment, is it almost tough in a way to not throw the red flag at the wrong time?
You know what? I think let's take the heat of the moment out of it. I quite frankly think it made the rules a little bit easier by saying that every time it's a scoring play, it gets changed. Quite frankly, I that's the way I view it, because it takes it out of my hands once they've decided it's a touchdown. And so, but that doesn't take away the human element of the game. And again, that's why I would never be critical of another coach, because I don't know exactly what was going on in his sideline. I don't know what was being said. Those kind of questions are better from him.
Do you think the rules should be amended, though, that maybe it's just a 15-yard penalty and the and the play is still reviewed?
I don't really have any strong feelings on that. I would have to sit down and think about that a little bit more before I could give you. But I understand the rules as they are. And as I just mentioned with Mary Kay, I understand why things happen also.
Do you feel like it should be more of a common sense thing, though, in those situations where the flag's there and the ref could just say to you, hey, this play's going to be reviewed already, and it'll just give you the flag? Right?
Yeah, I don't know. There are times when challenge flags are thrown, you know, but they've been very distinct about the process involving a scoring play. So, I just think that's the way it is. And we all know how games go sometimes.
Are they using Wallace any different this year? I think it's per catch average down pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I think their system is a little bit different than last year. You're seeing more, quick timed throws where the ball gets out quicker. And, that happens a little bit. But, no, they still use him, and he can still run and get in the back end pretty good.
Ted, we were talking to Dick Juron, and he was saying that he didn't really credit the pass rush against Dallas to having Phil Taylor and Ruben available because he said the blocking schemes were pretty much the same anyway.
I think I said that too, didn't I?
Yes.
Did I say it? But anyways, good. I'm glad we're on the same page. Okay. Yeah, good.
Yeah, it might have actually been you instead of him. I don't
know.
I thought it was really a good comment, though.
Somebody from the Browns said. Yeah, right. All right.
But,
I get
anyway,
it.
So, what do you credit the, what you guys were able to do in the pass rush against Dallas, and how do you keep that up?
Well, I think the guys that were in there cranked up some good rushes. You know, I think that's number one. They threw the ball quite a bit. And I think when you get more good players in the game and you get a rotation, then it helps the rushes that the guys have be more meaningful. And so it's like, you know, if you had to play four guys the whole game, by the end they'd be pretty wore down. If you can get a rotation of seven or eight of them, then as the game goes on, they stay a little bit fresher. So I would attribute it to that some.
What are you emphasizing to your guys about Charlie Batch so that they know that, you know, this, they're not on easy street with Ben out of this game?
Well, we know in general when we're playing the Steelers, we're not, to use your words, easy street. This is going to be a battle. And I've seen it before, and I know it's the case. Veteran quarterbacks that have been in the league a long time find a way to come in and be very efficient. And he's a veteran player amongst a very veteran team. And so that's what we're anticipating. And there's enough previous film on Charlie where you can see how he functions. But we got to try to piece it together with how they play offense now, which is a little bit different. But you basically get ready to play the Steelers and just know that they've got a veteran leader behind center.
You mentioned the quick pass thing. Would you imagine that Batch, under the circumstances that they don't want to make an older guy a target for too long, will be holding the ball a lot shorter on average than Romo did last week?
Oh, I don't know that. I think generally speaking, they have a quick passing game and they like to run the football, and so I think we'll see that. And I'm sure Charlie's going to understand the timing of the routes that they're running for him. So they're a different offense, a different offensive scheme than what we played, obviously, in Dallas. And so we have to approach it a little differently.